This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, Shirley, is I want my money back. I want my money back. I think all of us have gone to church and got there to the church and got dressed and done all it take to get down there and get there on time. And then pastor ain't there. Now they got a guest pastor. And you already know, don't nobody like that. So I just don't want, when I put my money in my church, I put it in because I'm thinking pastor gonna be there. So I want my money back. Yeah.
What?
I want my money back. Pastor ain't here today. Y'all ain't getting no notice. Nah, I want my money back. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
I need to speak to Sister Felicia.
Okay, who is this?
This right here is Glenn, all right? This is Glenn. Okay, I need to talk. This is Brother Glenn. Can I speak to Sister Felicia, but I have some plea.
Okay, sir. How did you get my number?
I got your number from one of the deacons at the church.
Okay, what deacon was that?
I don't even know the deacon name. What I'm trying to ask you, can you reimburse me for some money that I put in church on Sunday?
Okay, well, can you just calm down just a little, please, sir?
Look, are you the financial person at the church?
Yes, I am. So what can I do for you?
I'm trying to get my money back that I put in church on Sunday. I put $100 in church on Sunday, and I'm trying to get my $100 back.
Okay, well, did you not give from your heart?
I gave from my heart what I thought was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
Okay, help me help you. What you mean, what didn't happen? What didn't happen, sir?
Okay, pastor wasn't there. Pastor was not there on Sunday, and y'all had this minister come in who I didn't like him at all, but the offering was before he even got up to preach. So I didn't already gave my offering, which was $100, and then I didn't even know pastor wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So here I am giving $100. I'm thinking, I know I'm going to get the word when pastor there. But y'all put this dude up. He coming from, don't nobody come from the book of Ruth no more. He was at Ruth, Leviticus. He was all over the place. I want to get my $100 back. I ain't giving to that.
Sir, do you not read the bulletin? I mean, how often do you even come to church?
I come to church often. I mean, what that's got to do with anything?
Well, if you would come a little often and read the bulletin, sir, you would have known that pastor took a vacation.
He took a vacation, so everybody knew he wasn't going to be there?
Yes, sir. The regulars, the people that come regularly to church, they know that, sir.
Okay, well, I ain't know that, so I need to get my money back.
Okay, what I need you to do, though, is calm down.
I'm calm. I'm just trying to say I want to get my $100. I'm not giving that sermon I got on Sunday. I'm not giving no $100 for that.
Well, sir, I cannot give you $100 back, okay? We don't do no refund checks. I can't do that. Okay, I have to wait till pastor get back in because two people have to sign the checks. I can't even do that for you, sir. Matter of fact, I'm not even at work right now.
Okay, so how am I going to get my $100 back?
Okay, sir, why don't you just call the church on tomorrow and then we can go from there, okay?
I'm not calling the church tomorrow. I tell you what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up there tomorrow and you're going to give me my $100. Either it's in a check or it's in cash. But you, Sister Felicia Patterson, you're going to give me my damn money.
Hey, did you just cuss me?
Say what?
Sir, did you just cuss me?
I just told you that come tomorrow, I'm coming up there to get my damn $100. Whether it's in a check or whether it's in cash. I don't care what it's in.
Let me tell you something, sir. You ain't getting nothing from us. How dare you call here and cuss me asking for some money back. You don't matter. You're giving your money from your heart. It doesn't matter who up there preaching the word of God. You give because you love God. But have you ever thought to me like this? I'll strip you naked. You hear me? You know what? You better be glad this ain't 20 years ago, because I'd have cussed you from A to Z. But thank God that he saved me, because you know what? I ain't going to cuss you. But I tell you what I will do, young man. Whenever I see you, what you say your name is again? What's your name?
I'm Brother Glenn.
Brother Glenn, when I see you, I'm going to give you the right for the fellowship. Do you hear me? Do you come on, say something. Because that's how you treat God's people. You have been talking to me ignorant since I picked up the phone. You ain't say, hi, ma'am. How you doing, ma'am? Can you help me, ma'am? No, you just start cussing and hollering at me. You don't talk to people like that. You don't even sound like a Christian. Christians don't do that. Do you hear me, boy? Now, you want something from people, you ask. That's what the word said. You have not because you ask not. You don't call here hollering at me. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Come call here cussing at me. Oh, Lord, help me.
Can I say something else to you, if you don't mind. Can I say something?
You can't say nothing to me. But you know what you need to do? Go get you some manners.
Yes, ma'am. But but it's one more thing I just wanted to say
to you. Ain't no one more thing.
Okay, but I just wanted to tell you this, Sister Felicia.
You ain't got nothing to tell me.
Yes, ma'am. But I want to say this, though. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend, Sister Doris, got me to prank phone call you. Sister Felicia.
Oh, my God. Whew. I am going to get Doris. Oh, yes, I am. Tommy,
hello?
Is Steve in there with you?
No, ma'am. Steve is not in here with me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need to have a private moment with Sister Doris. Yeah, it's got to be private. Can't nobody hear what I got to share with her. Yeah, it's going to just be me, her, and the Lord.
Sister Felicia, Ooh. She told me, she said, my girlfriend is blessed, highly favored, saved. And she said, I want you to see if you can push her butt. Sister Felicia, you wrote it out. I'm going to tell you. But you, let me ask you something, though. 20 years ago, you it would have been a little different.
Oh, 20 years ago, I'd have picked you up and dropped you back down, looked at you and walked over you after I got through cussing you out. But that was 20 years ago. Oh, thank the Lord for deliverance.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, my leg's still shaking. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hey, let me ask you something, Sister Felicia. I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Oh, I must say, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah, you got me. You got me. How loud? You got me.
Where is the bishop? Why is he not here? Why? I done put a couple hundred dollars in the church. Bishop right here? Oh, no. You can't have my money like that. That ain't how this works.
Can't do that.
That ain't how this works. He ain't even been. Y'all already know assistant pastor can't preach. Y'all know that. Y'all know they can't. Ooh, and they can't wait to get up there. And then when they do preach, here they come with the same sermon they had last time they let them preach. Man, stop. Wow.
Hey, man, you know
true.
What?
This is true.
You ever been like sitting in church and they passing the tray? Remember, I used to sit next to this man. He was a big shot. He had a Cadillac. So I always thought he was kind of something. And when the tray came around, I would be watching to see what he put in. He would put a 50 in and hold it up real high, drop it down in the plate, or either hand it to somebody. Hey, pass that 50 down to the end for me. Man, you know good and hell well that Trey coming down here. And I said, man, he's showing off. Hey, y'all, put this 50, hand that 50 to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell him look down here at me. I said, man, this dude.
Wow.
Yeah. I said, man, so that's how you act when you give 50. Yeah, because I had a nickel. My mom and Neil gave me a nickel to put in church. I had nickel. So that was strong for me. Mm-hmm. Nickel, man.
That was exciting to put your money in
church. Yes, it was.
Better put it in there.
No, it was more exciting to go across the street to the candy store and get 5 cents
That's
worth
why
of
I
candy,
said you better put
it. And then don't put nothing in the tray. Woo, that would pimp.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.